When we talk about archetypes, we're not generally thinking about company branding. But according to Marilyn Devenish from Transformations, they can be a very useful tool.
I guess you could call them characters that people relate to. So when you think about particular brands, there will be kind of a characteristic that comes with that. So if you thought about Mercedes, that will bring with it a particular type of archetype and a particular type of thought. And if you thought, say, about McDonald's, that will bring up and invoke a different type of archetype and a different type of organisation. So in terms of archetypal branding, it's looking at the traits and characteristics which will identify an organisation and those which an organisation identify with. So to give you an example, as a person and also as an organisation, you have about 12 archetypes which are always there. They're not always active. Some of them are in the background and lying dormant. Some of them people choose to repress, and others people have sort of operating on a day-to-day basis. So for instance, you might have the jester archetype, which is a part of you that has fun and is quite playful. You might have the sage archetype, which is about being very studious, which is about being very organized. You might have the caregiver archetype, which is about sort of looking after other people, caring for others. You might have the explorer archetype, which is about going out there, being quite revolutionary and sort of forging new ground. So you've got various aspects of your personality which they've kind of clustered together and called archetypes, and it's really been based on the work that Jung did very early on, looking at personality types and that sort of thing, and the ego and the self and how people develop. And in terms of the branding, it's then translating that information over to how it might play itself out if you have a business or if you work for an organisation.
And how would I do that then? So, I mean, do I have to try and find what my major archetype is, or do I pick an archetype that I quite fancy for my business?
You can do both. One of the things that you do, and for me, because it was quite an esoteric subject, I was really quite surprised when I first got into it and they said, right, you need to fill in this questionnaire, because I was thinking, this doesn't seem to fit with the kind of what we've been talking about. But it's a little bit like the Myers-Briggs type questionnaires that they use in business. You fill those in, you answer a series of questions. A lot of the time, you actually don't know what the questions are really going for. So you're just being honest and writing down what you think. And then scoring those questionnaires will show you how you score in all of the archetypes. So it'll show you those which are active in your life on a daily basis. It will show you those that you tap into occasionally. And it will also show you the archetypes that perhaps you don't use at all, or you've been kind of repressing and putting to one side for some reason. So the way to actually understand them first off is to complete a questionnaire, which takes a couple of minutes to complete. And then when you start scoring it, that's where the baseline information comes from.
Now, is that for me personally, or do I try and do it from my company's point of view?
You would do both. For me, I have my own business, and I filled out the questionnaire for myself and looked at the archetypes which are present. I then filled out the questionnaire for my business, and if it had transpired that, for instance, for me, the magician archetype came out quite strongly, as did the sage, and I think, well, actually, that's what I'm like. You know, my company's called Transformations, about making transformation, and I'm always on courses, I'm always studying, so, you know, that sort of fitted very well. If it then turned out that I looked at the archetype for my business and that was around the destroyer archetype, or it was around the orphan archetype, the two of them don't sit together very well because there's a misalignment between me and my company. So what you do is find out about yourself, look at your business, and then also sit down and reevaluate, well, actually, what's the message I want to put out to people? Do I want to put out that it's kind of the sage, the magician, or do I want to put something else out? And if you realise that the archetype that your business is showing to people isn't the one that you want to put forward, it means that you might be attracting the wrong or different types of customers to those that you expect.
And then once you've done that, what's the next process?
The process is then looking very closely at, is this what I want to project to the world? Because particularly when we're talking about branding and the business, if you have your own business or if you work for an organisation, the archetypes that you discover that are there on a daily basis, that's actually what the world is seeing. So regardless of the message you think you're putting out, the archetypes will tell you what your public and the consumers are actually seeing. If those are in alignment, that's fantastic, because you then start looking at ways to enhance that. But if the message you're putting out isn't the one that you want to convey, it's then a case of saying, right, what do we need to do in terms of changing the way we approach people, looking at the marketing literature, perhaps even looking at the way you've designed your website, and actually looking at where you're targeting people. Because if you're in the business of being a helper and a caregiver, but you're targeting people in the exploration market without realizing it, the two are misaligned. So people look at your advertising and think, oh, that's not for me, because you're out of sync. So it's really a case of then looking more closely at, what am I projecting, and is that what I want the world to see?
That's Marilyn Devenish.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.